Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. There's the best damn Christmas song ever. It's the Kinks, Father Christmas. We're going to finish up with Jolie from the front desk here in just a few. We got a weapon of the day coming up today. Weapon of the day later on. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. And today's top five. Top five stores your guy wants something from this holiday season. Plus, we'll tell you how you can be the voice of KOTK and how you can make your loved ones truly appreciate the gifts you give them this December. It's all coming up. Your calls, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Before we do any of that, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. How are you? We got, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Are you?
Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm in my car at the moment. I finally found my car. I'm not sure if I should have found my car yet.
Finally found your, where was your car?
It was actually in this Meyer parking lot.
And did you?
And it was still there.
Did you not know where it was?
It stalled. No, yeah, I wasn't sure where it was. I had to call a friend and...
So what?
I didn't drive it. So
did you? Okay, so you woke up this morning and didn't know where your car was.
Yeah, and I didn't have my keys for a while, but they were also at the Matador. So
how did you get home or to wherever you woke up this morning?
I stayed with a friend.
Okay, all right. Do you remember getting there?
Yes, I do actually. Yeah, I remember everything except apparently where I left my keys.
Okay, all right, excellent.
Where I left my car, but now everything's okay.
All right, okay. So
we fight together. It's like a momentary panic.
All right. So we'll probably not be graced by your presence today.
No, you know, I'm wearing yesterday's clothes and I have yesterday's makeup and my teeth have hair on them. You'd have to see me get your microphone.
Well, I know you guys did a party last night.
Little party last night.
Yeah. I think every night's a party when you're with Jen Lane. But we'll let you kind of get yourself together and recuperate. I want to read, but see, I got to tell you, you are appreciated. I just got this. Rick, let's see. First, from one of your many postal listeners, I wish you and the folks at the show a happy and safe holiday season. Second, I must say, Jen Lane from Barfly is without a doubt your best guest. She should be in charge of your geek-off, a la Dysfunctional Family Feud. So
aww.
There you go. So there you go. So you are much beloved.
Oh, very nice. That's
yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what. I'll let you get yourself together. And
all right. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you in the future. There you go. There's Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. He then says, also, please tell Sarah, since she has a love for all things postal, she should try a rural carrier. We lick stamps much better than those pussies in uniform. P.S. F. Matt with a 204B. Thanks, Rick Noel.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
There you go. All right, let's go to Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
It's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A New Jersey nurse says he killed up to 40 patients in Jersey. Not happy to be in his own city, then traveled to Pennsylvania and did the same thing. He's 43 years old, being charged with first-degree murder after a patient died while in his care. Charles Cullen told a judge that he planned to plead guilty and didn't want a lawyer to represent him. Cullen also told investigators he'd killed between 30 and 40 patients while spending 16 years as a nurse in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. He admitted the murder and said he intended to alleviate the pain and suffering of some patients in all. Cullen told authorities he administered various medications that led to the deaths of 40 patients. He could be responsible for between 12 and 15 patient deaths at Somerset Medical Center. Meanwhile, J-Lo has the flu. That's right, this is a legitimate story. It says, send J-Lo some chicken soup. She has the flu. Ben Affleck mentioned it while appearing on Live with Regis and Kelly. That's pretty much all Affleck would say about Jennifer Lopez. He ignored Regis's question about whether they'll reschedule their wedding. Snoop Dogg is being sued by a woman who doesn't like the way she came off in an episode of Doggy Fizzle Televizzle. Doris Burns said she was acting in a sketch wearing a tank top and underwear, lying in bed with the actor playing her husband, but Burns says when the sketch aired on MTV, the scene was changed to make it look like she was naked and playing with her husband's genitals. She said she suffered emotionally and physically from that humiliation. Next news, when it happens, I'm Jim Riley.
All right, before we continue with Jolie, we've got this. Rick, did you know that Hillary Duff's boyfriend is? Anyone know? Aaron Carter, brother of NSYNC's Nick Carter. So Justin probably already has his eye on her. The only reason I know this is that I have two teenage daughters. That's from Patty.
Sure.
Yeah. Eyes, look at me. All right.
Wait, did he say?
Aaron Carter. Aaron
Who did
Carter,
he say his brother was?
Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I thought you said of NSYNC. I was going to correct him on that.
Oh, well, I think she did say NSYNC, but it is the Backstreet Boys,
it's
right? Isn't Aaron Carter one of the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, don't pretend like you don't know.
I think I can. No, I actually don't. The only I can name. I think I can actually name all the NSYNC guys. I think I only know what's his name, Aaron Carter or Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. I can name the NSYNC guys though. That's how lame I am. The NSYNC guys are. Never mind. We're not even going to do it. Rick, she just turned 16. See, here's another one. You don't even know what it's like. Let's welcome Jolie back to the show. You don't even know how hard it is to be a guy. That's the thing.
Oh my God, Rick. Yes. No.
See, proof positive right there. That, okay, Rick. Let me read this. She just turned 16 weeks ago, but I turned 16 a few weeks ago, but I understand the dilemma. She's had something that's been compelling since Lizzie McGuire, but I couldn't figure it out. Being uncomfortable with this, I had to figure out why it is, and I did. I'm just reading this now. This is from Ernie. I have not written this. I'm passing this along. Although she's underage, she looks just like a teenage Jenna Jameson.
Did I just mouth Jenna Jameson to you?
You really did. But yeah. It's okay for you to say it because you've got a vagina. It's okay for you to have that thought.
Amen to that. Because I don't think of Jenna Jameson the same way that you do.
No. And he says, what could be better than a teenage Jenna Jameson? On the downside, although she's young, she's also troll short and probably always will be. P.S. F. Matt with a long list of statutory offenses.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Oops.
What?
It's not like there's enough women that you can't look at. You know, that you already look at. You have to go look at the, you know, teenagers that aren't even... Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Look, I'll say this once and for all as a blanket statement. I'm not telling you that it's... You know, obviously you want to obey all laws and regulations and... You know, it's not a... You know, from not... I'm just speaking now from an aesthetic point of view. I'm just speaking now from the point of view of someone with an eye for those things that are beautiful and attractive. Just saying it, much like one would admire a Ming vase or a painting.
Yeah, right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, we got this one, Rick. This is from Kevin. I'll say it. She's hot. I don't care how old she is. Just because you think she's finer than frog hair doesn't mean you're going to run out and bang the hell out of some 16-year-old. Anyway, isn't the age of consent in some states 16? That's Kevin. That's true, but that's only if it's with somebody else who is over 16 but under 18. That's the thing. There's like this weird window of time, 16, 17, where it's like it's legal to have sex, but only with someone of your same age.
Washington State, actually, I thought it was if the person, 16 is the age of consent, and if you're within 2 years, so if somebody was like 17, you could be 18.
I was just going to say that. Of course that you know that is just sick.
We've spent time thinking about the ages of consent. Well, yeah, because in high school you always think that like any day Lauren Graham's going to come in and like sweep you off your feet. You know, you plan for that. So
you know these things. As long as you give consent, you're okay.
Let's quit talking about it now.
Yeah.
All right. So we were... Do we even have time to do this?
Yeah, I have to give you an important answer for this.
All right, so the question we had for Joel, it was about this news story we had earlier. Dutch police have booked five men for whistling at women in a new crackdown. Men caught whistling at women in or around the station face a fine of $45 if they are caught. Which
is great. Very, very great.
All right, go ahead.
Because I'm going to give it to you this way, Rick. Uh-huh. Now, I know that there's no way, no how that you men can understand what it is like to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how, yeah, not how hard it is to be a man,
okay.
How hard it is to be a woman.
All right.
Or a young child, young girl. Okay, because I'm going to, okay, when I was young, you know, obviously, I must have sprouted early. You know, so, okay, you're what, 6th grade, 10, 11 years old, 12, I don't know how old I was, but, okay, and my sister was 4 years older than me, and she had smaller boobs than I did, and, okay, they thought I was older than she was. I'm 12, and they think I'm like 17.
Are we talking about
okay.
Hillary Duff or whistling at
no,
women?
We're talking about me. I'm giving you a little background,
okay? All right.
And this is what it's like to be, and I think this is what has shaped me to be,
so
you know,
to
who I am today. Yeah, exactly. I know you'd say
a
that.
Journey into the mind
seriously.
Of Joel.
As I, you know, who I am today, because I'm in 6th, 7th grade, and that's obviously a very hard time for a young girl who's going through puberty, has already self-conscious and all that kind of stuff. And then you have all these old pervy men staring at you just because you have boobs. You know? And shut up! I'm going
to
come and stuff a sock in it if you don't... So I'm just trying to explain to you so you can have a little tiny bit of understanding of how hard it is.
The story does not say men standing outside a girl's preparatory school.
It doesn't matter, Rick. They do it. It doesn't matter how old you are. They still do it. Old pervy men were looking at me when I was 12.
Okay.
Or 11.
You are, in fact...
Because I had boobs.
Okay, you...
That's the only reason.
You are, in fact, a grown woman now. And if
yes.
some guy, you're not going to shatter into little pieces if a guy whistles at you. Just
yeah,
over.
I'm going to go knock him out is what I'm going to do.
So a guy is not allowed to compliment you that he thinks you're hot.
Whistling is not complimenting.
What do you think it is? It's not him saying you're ugly.
Well, no, but it doesn't matter.
It is a compliment.
No, it's not about that, Rick.
When a guy whistles at you, it's because he thinks you're all that. He thinks you're fine.
Whistle or a cat call.
It's because he thinks
hey,
you're
baby.
Fine.
Well, yeah, and he's thinking he wants to do you, and that's what...
So what?
That's what it... I don't want everybody, you know, walking down the street, you
How
know,
dare
imagining...
How dare he say that I'm attractive?
Me...
How dare he
in
compliment
bed with them.
Me? Well, that's the whole... But you see a hot guy, that's what you're thinking.
No, I'm not thinking about being naked in bed with him. I'm just thinking that he's nice to look at, like the vase or whatever the hell you said earlier.
You don't know, he probably is, but you know, that guy's just, he's not saying.
Yes, he is.
If he's not saying, come over here and get nude and, you know.
But that's what he's saying with his whistle.
No, with his whistle, he's just saying you're hot. Anything else is your extrapolation.
No, but you know it's going through your mind because it goes through your mind like every 5 seconds.
You know, in what world, see, this is why men think women are insane, because there's no guy anywhere that would be insulted by a woman saying he was hot.
Yeah, that...
Because you know what? Because we accept a compliment as a compliment.
Can't go to the weapon of the day here.
Yeah, well... You know, I know that, Rick, but it's just different. It's a whole different thing because you guys are never, ever pretty much looked at as a sexual, you know, just for sex. Okay, but women have been for time and... For ages.
Which you accentuate by wearing clothing that makes you look attractive and makeup and doing your hair and buying Wonder Bras and wearing high heels, all of which is fine. But I mean, you
when
certainly...
When I'm 12, I don't wear a Wonder Bra and I don't wear makeup.
I'm being goddamn 12.
That's where it starts, Rick.
I'm saying you go out of your way to look attractive, which I'm not taking issue with that. That's fine. So do men. You know, but you're going out of your way to look attractive. You try to look attractive, a guy finds you attractive, and then you go and you want to chop his sack off.
That's pretty much it. Not because, you know, I don't want to look attractive because I want to have a whistle, you know?
Well, then what do you want? What, then what, for
you
what?
You can just look. You don't have to whistle or yell and say, ooh, whatever.
What's the difference if he's thinking it and if he's whistling it?
There's a lot of difference because it's not actually spoken. It's like, you know, I wouldn't say how much I don't like you or, you know, something about what you're wearing or something. I can think it and it's not going to hurt your feelings.
Oh, God, you're so insane.
Or offend you.
You know, you are certifiable.
Welcome
now to the Rick Emerson Show, our good friend, the original. Glad you looking so fine.
He looks mad. Can I leave now?
I don't understand why women always complain that they don't get anybody to turn and look at them.
You don't even notice me.
You don't even notice me.
I cut my hair and you never even said anything about it.
When we whistle and whoop whoop and all that
stuff. This is a new dress.
Freak out about it. I mean, come on, you know, what do you expect us to do? You already got our...
We're just men.
Two of our acres in a bag. I mean, come on, what do you want, man? I mean, it's like, I don't understand women sometimes. I just don't get it.
You know, you could whistle at your girlfriend or whatever, somebody that you know. Tell them you know that you...
It isn't fun to whistle at your girlfriend. You got to whistle at someone else.
So, yeah, I mean...
That's what it is. It's a man.
Well, not everything
thing.
In life is fun, Clyde.
Well, sure, a lot of
but isn't
fun.
Sleeping with someone fun enough or having a girlfriend fun enough?
Look, we're getting way off the point.
Yeah,
whistling is.
Is
not, you know, it's not like we're going to yanking your pants
yeah,
down. It's just a
it's
whistle.
Like, it's just a whistle. We're just like admiring. We're art yes. lovers. It's like looking at artwork.
That's
it's
exactly
not.
What it is. It's like what you know what it is? Yeah. It's like what you know what it is? It's like when the band, it's like you're walking down the street, guy in this corner playing the saxophone, give him a dollar. Or you see the band, they play a good song. You
exactly.
It's not like that
you
at all, Rick.
Music.
It is.
And the thing is, Rick, because, you know, you're putting it so simply as just a whistle. But women look at things a lot differently. And it's a whole thing behind the whistle.
There's nothing
can
behind
you just
the,
understand that?
There's nothing behind the whistle.
There is everything behind the whistle.
Okay, back up, George Orwell. This isn't thought crime, okay? You know, I'm not going to be held, I'm not
I'm just
held
telling
accountable
you.
For thinking dirty thoughts about some beautiful woman.
I am just telling you how it is,
all right,
okay? Facts a fact.
Let's start to Greg on the cell phone. What's up?
First of all, Jolie, the only reason we look at you in the first place is because you have boobs. You know, a lot of women are like wine. As they get a little bit older, they get a little bit sweeter, a little bit more full body. Others turn into vinegar. God, you harpy.
Oh, shut up. Don't call me a harpy or all.
Someone put a cracker in his mouth. Make it shut up.
Excellent.
I don't eat crackers.
Greg. All right. We've got... okay, we're going to get some of these other things here. Just a few. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. All I'm saying is... And I'm, you know, Kristen, this whole thing, she thinks guys that do that, you know, or whatever, are insecure or something. That's just fine. I think it's a cultural thing, too, because, you know, in Spain, you know, like a woman who's, like, in Europe, you know, guys in Spain are totally unreserved.
Machismo, baby.
Man, it's like we had a friend, Clyde and I had a friend, this Robin, who would walk that. She told the story of walking down the street, and she's wherever, in Madrid or someplace, walking down the street, and, like, more than once, a guy would just be like, you know, boy, that ass is fine! You know, totally, like, much more explicit than you would ever be here.
And women know that
please.
Means
and
that
I said,
really are hot.
Well, and I asked her, I said, oh, are you creeped out? And she's like, oh, in Spain, that's just how they are. They just can't. It's like, you know what it is? It's like that scene in American Beauty where the guy talks about how, you know, he's looking at the shopping bag that's blowing in the wind, and he's saying, your heart is just so full of, you know, it's like, I think that guys are just so full of exuberance over the ass or whatever that it's like they just have to sing a song about it. And
well,
so the
in Italy, it's not uncommon for a guy to just, like, you know, walk up and give a little pinch walking down the street.
Why? Because you're just overflowing with admiration for the ass or the boobs. Or
whatever. Animals, you should
oh, my God. I just think I'm going to leave now. I've had enough.
We can't have self-control like you. We just can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
No,
it's not that difficult, Rick.
No, it is.
Or Clyde or whatever your name
is. Difficult.
Jolie, it's just because you're so fine, we can't even contain it.
You're so fine, you
shut
blow
up.
My mind.
I don't have any control. It's the breasts. The breasts control me and everything I do.
Yeah, they have little pointers. Here. Look
they
here.
Do.
Look here.
It's like
oh,
when I'm flipping by, you know, Party of Five, and it's like you don't want to watch.
What? If you gaze at the mouth, you can also look at the breasts, and she doesn't know. I've learned that.
Oh, really? I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know what I'm looking at right now, Joey?
I just choose to brazenly stare. Doesn't make any difference. All right, we'll be back. Your phone calls. Top five. Clyde Lewis, Weapon of the Day. It's all in the way. Stay there.
But the very next day, you get it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by Comcast High-Speed Internet. Viggo Mortensen plays Aragorn in the final piece of Lord of the Rings trilogy, Return of the King. I spoke with him recently on what he thinks of the swarms of fans that show up at premieres and appreciation of his films.
It just tells me that we, you know, help Peter do justice to what Tolkien wrote about, at least in spirit, in spite of anything that might not have made it from the book. We got a lot of it right, and people identify around the world with, I think, the concept of fellowship.
Talk about the fellowship that it gives people around the world where people work for a common good.
As long as you operate individually and separate yourself from others as a person or as a nation, then you're building the walls of your own prison. You're going down the wrong road fast, and you know that this story tells you that it can be otherwise, and that there's no shame in trying to get along with people.
Can you watch the films and escape into the story?
There's moments where it takes a little more effort because you're trying to connect the dots compared to what you know was shot and what ends up on the screen, but you do eventually get swept up in it, and that's a tribute to Peter and what he accomplished, really.
Part of Metro forecast for this afternoon, rain likely breezy too. Highs in the 40s, more rain tonight and tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-737-5955. We're here with Clyde. You're going to do you see him Return of the King tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm seeing it at midnight tonight, yeah.
All right, so you're going to do a review for us tomorrow?
I could, yeah.
I mean, it's already being saying, I'm already saying it's going to sweep the Oscars.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good film.
Denise and Newberg here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up, sister?
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell Jolie to relax a little bit. As I was telling Sarah, I'm a little bit older than most of the people that listen to your show, probably.
Uh-huh.
But just this week, I was mourning the fact that I don't get whistled at anymore.
Maybe you're just hanging out in the wrong neighborhoods. Maybe you've just gone to an inappropriately upscale neighborhood or something. You come to my neighborhood, man. It happens. It's surprised, you know. It's like you could be a wino pushing a cart down the street to get whistled at in my neighborhood. So I mean, anybody who needs a or you just go to Spain. That's what I said. Just go to Europe, man.
Mexico.
It's all about the whistling over there. Come by here. We'll whistle at you. You come by the studio. We'll give you the Matt and I'll give you the whistle.
Okay, thanks.
So there you go. I think we scared her away. I think we frightened her. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing is, I think it's one of those things where it's like, you're not going to miss it until it's gone, I think. I'm speculating. I'm not a woman. I don't know. I think you get to a certain point, men stop whistling. Like, damn that lack of whistle. I should have appreciated it when I had it. All right. Tom, cell phone. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, is this another example of discriminatory laws against men?
Well, I didn't hear
anything about women being fined if they whistle at a man.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's discriminatory. It's something that doesn't really happen to men. I don't think men... It's just that women don't really hoot at men in general, unless you're like at the Chippendales or something like that. And women don't really hoot and holler at men.
They show their breasts.
Women, you know, women just do whatever. They drop handkerchiefs or whatever, you know?
Hey, furthermore... what's this noise about her trying to reproduce? Stop it, Rick, for the sake of humanity.
Who,
stop
Jolie?
It.
Who, Jolie?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Jolie, no, she's trying to avoid reproducing, I think.
Well, send her to Germany. The guy over there tried sauteed penis. Maybe he'd like to try ovaries.
Oh, man.
That was gross.
Oh, that's unbelievably terrible. I can't even believe you said that.
Did you bleep that?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, it's just tacky. That's a terrible thing to say. The Rick Emerson Show wishes to distance itself from the icky comments just made by Tom. Clearly, that's not a thing you want to say.
Icky.
That's really, there's no other word for that. Chris in Southeast Portland, what's up?
Hey, we're missing some very important clues here. She said her husband's going to Egypt on business.
Yeah.
I think he's coming home alone and some Bedouin chief's getting very thrilled in addition to his harem.
Seriously. She's, no, for just 55 shekels, woman with huge cans, now part of my harem. Yeah, that's... completely, there you go. All right, let's see, what are we doing here? Okay, let's do a couple things and we'll do the weapon and then we'll come back with the top five and find out what's going on in Clyde's world. Before we do the weapon, let's quickly say this. First of all, and there's information about this at rickemerson.com. People have been getting tickets for Bigger Than Jesus, which is the one-man show that we did in June, bring back in January.
It rules.
People have not been able to see it. You can have a chance, but if you don't have the ability to buy online, you don't have a credit card, or something, if you're living in like 1910 and you don't have a Visa card, this Thursday you'll be able to buy tickets in person here at the studio. Thursday, noon to 2, you'll be able to buy them check or cash here at the studio. This Thursday, noon to 2. More information at rickemerson.com. So go to rickemerson.com. All the information is available right there. Also, we're going to be doing this thing, the voice of KOTK, because, you know, we have Roberta, who is the, you know, this F, Matt, brought to you by... And then we have Casey, who's our big voice guy that says, you know, that he's back. And so, How do they always put it in memos when they fire someone? As KOTK continues to grow and evolve, I know that we're making some change. I know we're getting a new voice, but they don't really know who it is yet. And so I don't know. We got like, I mean, what better way to use the power of the, you know, we got like a 50,000-watt transmitter. We got like 20,000 people listening to me. So we're going to start taking auditions here, I don't know, probably in the next few days, and we're going to be on the Christmas break for a while. It's going to be one of those things like the Geek Off that gets interrupted by the Christmas break. But we're going to start taking auditions for people to be the voice of KOTK, because who knows? You know, we might have the new voice, some guy, some girl, whatever. So some dude in Gresham or some chick in Lake Oswego might be the new voice of KOTK. So be listening for that. We're going to give you details on how you can audition to be the new voice of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Speaking of Lake Oswego, whatever happened to Anne? Remember Anne from Lake Oswego?
Oh, yeah.
Was on, you know, used to be one of our regular, she had her own theme and everything. Yeah. We had a theme song for her.
She had Gil?
She had enormous breasts, and she brought us a pie that one time.
She made me snickerdoodles once, and they were so good.
Man, whatever happened to her? I think she's just gone somewhere.
It's beautiful.
All right. Anyway, it's, let's roll it. Here's your weapon of the day for Tuesday.
You have sealed your fate. Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
All right, here's the weapon of the day. It comes to us courtesy of Wired Magazine. The dateline of this email, or of this article, rather, Shoham Firing Range, Israel. Headline is, new gun shoots around corners. Veterans of Israeli anti-terror units demonstrated a new gun Monday that can fire at a target from around the corner, making it particularly effective in urban combat. Israel plans to start using the weapon next week. U.S. forces have already begun training with it, and U.S. SWAT and police teams have expressed interest in purchasing it. Let's see. It was developed by Amos Golan. Amos. All right. Golan thought of the idea for a weapon years after pondering a failed Israeli operation in the West Bank during the first Palestinian uprising in the late 1980s, where Israeli soldiers were wounded when they stormed a house to the door and were hit by automatic fire shot from inside. An Israeli-American company showed how the new weapon can be fired through an exploded doorway around the corner into a house or from a hall into a room. A soldier sees the target on a small TV screen mounted on the barrel of the gun. The device swivels at the middle 63 degrees to the left or right with the stock trigger and small screen at the handheld end. The entire firing mechanism, fitted with a pistol that sits over a mini camera with a zoom lens, is located at the front end. A lever positioned under the stock allows the user to quickly move the firing end to another position to better focus the target. Will cost between $3,000 and $5,000. Can be fitted with different kinds of pistols, including the Beretta 92, the Glock, and the Colt. Can also be adapted to fit an M16 rifle or tear gas launcher. Camera can view between 200 and 400 yards. Accessories include an infrared laser illuminator, rubber bullet launcher, various lenses, silencer, and a video out socket allows the shooter to film the action in a room and transmit images to commanders far away. The mechanism has been patented in the United States and will be sold only to government agencies, Golan said, and that is your weapon of the day for Tuesday. There you go. There's your weapon of the day. Back with the top five and news of what's going on in Clyde Lewis's world. After this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. You stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's here for Christmas. There's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
This is the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Clyde Lewis. Little Fountains of Wayne.
Great song.
503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's roll it. It's today's top five.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Wonderful, counting is marvelous.
Counting's the best thing to do.
Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy.
I love to count, don't you?
It's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom with today's top five.
Men in all their incarnations are simple creatures. So instead of slaving and agonizing about what to get this year, just take our word for it. These are the top five places your guy wants something from this holiday season. With honorable mention going to fantasy adult stores.
This is fantasy, by the way, because they're pals of ours. We appreciate their patronage and their help. Autumn the Porn Princess. Also because it's honorable mention because he wants something from there, but he's not really going to mention it. He won't really have the...
So what does he want from there?
Gift certificate. Pocket pals. Pretty much the same thing they want from everywhere. They just want an open-ended... tab, pretty much. But, you know, this is representative of a whole lot of things. Could be there. Could be our fine sponsors, Taboo Adult Video. It's a lot of things that guys want but don't really have the nerve to ask for. So we're telling you for him. That's what he wants. Just get him an account and give him $70 in credit.
See, he's not actually going to tell you that he wants Jenna Jameson's Best Of DVD, but he does.
You know what? It'll pay dividends to you in the long run, sister. So, you know what I'm saying?
And at number five, Tower Records.
Tower Records, which I list on here, which is actually woefully in it. I mean, it's really...
The one here is really lame.
It's lame here, and it's not really present in any great abundance here in the Northwest, which is too bad. It is kind of like, it is kind of a fantastic no-brainer there. If you don't know what else to give, guys are not like women where they need a thing. You could just give a guy $100 marked Tower Records money, send him there, he'll be completely happy. When in doubt, you don't know what to give, give him that.
Number four, Home Depot.
Home Depot. Who wants to take this from Matt?
Guys love tools. Anything that, motorized, makes noise, they can build or break stuff with.
Yeah.
They're into. That's Home Depot.
Anything that you can staple, pound, nail, spindle, solder, wire, weld, or cut something in half with, that's something a guy wants. As George once said, anything that plugs into a wall and makes a whirring noise, that's something a guy likes.
Number three, Sharper Image.
Sharper Image. Let's talk about Sky Mall made real. You know what I mean? I bought me some stuff at Sharper Image a few weeks ago. Sharper Image, one of those places, the women can't comprehend buying anything at a Sharper Image. Sure, women, that's one of those things where women go in there and they just look around and they never buy anything. Guys, when they have the money, buy lots of stuff
guys,
at Sharper Image.
Guys are gadget-oriented. Sharper Image is like the ultimate gadget store.
Sharper Image is sort of like Victoria's Secret for men.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, any place where you can go and buy, like, night vision
finder. I know that expression.
I don't know what Sharper Image is. It sounds like a hair salon to me.
You need to go there.
It's a high-end little tech store in there.
People wait in line to get massages in their chairs.
Sharper Image is like, have you ever read the Sky Mall gadget catalog?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. It's like that as a
store.
There's
one in Pioneer Place.
A lot of overpriced crap?
Okay. If you don't know, I can't explain it.
Number two, any of the fine sponsors on the Rick Emerson Show.
When in doubt, CD Game Exchange, Beaverton Music, any of the fine sponsors of the Rick Emerson Show.
Shameless.
Everybody's Garden Center. Your man needs to replant his lawn next spring.
Everybody's Garden Center. If there's a man in your house who takes care of the yard outside, he grows, he plants, he pots, he soils. Anything from Everybody's Garden Center. That makes us swell.
What if he needs to build a website?
If he needs to build a website, edithere.com. Edithere.com, EDITHERE. You can get a website going in as little as 60 seconds, and there's a free 45-day trial. Let's say you want to put up a website, but you need some sort of music to put on there. You need some sort of music. You need to put WAV files, MIDIs up, CD Game Exchange. They can help you out with that. Or if you're launching your own rock and roll band and you wish to put up a website through edithere.com to promote them, you want to learn to play, you want to get yourself some instruments, Beaverton Music, a fine place to do it. And, of course, CD Game Exchange gives you constant inspiration for things to put websites up. About 5 locations, one near you.
Number one, Fry's.
There you go. When in doubt, go to Fry's. Fry's, which I think is Wilsonville, is the only one around here,
yep.
But Fry's Superstore. Fry's is the greatest place in the history of humanity. It's like a Radio Shack, and like a movie Madness, and a CD store, and like the best video game store you've ever seen.
It's Costco for geeks.
And a Sears, and an everything you've ever imagined underneath one roof. It's the greatest, happiest, most wonderful place on earth. And they've got DVD porn. Fry's. There you go. Number one. That's what your guy wants for Christmas. We'll be back. Clyde will tell you all about his take on Saddam Hussein, and we'll wrap it up after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from
Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero. See your take on all the Saddam wackiness.
Saddam wackiness. I believe that Saddam Hussein was captured and held against his will by people who wanted to turn him into American forces. I don't think that he was hiding at all. I think it's a lie. I think they're doing it to humiliate him. I also think that George Bush met with these intelligence groups the time that he made a secret trip to Iraq to meet with the troops. Why is a photo op so secret? It doesn't have to be. Plus, there's a lot of differing information about what happened with the plane flying over to Iraq. I think what had happened is that a group of people probably captured Saddam Hussein, put him in a hole, kept him there. I mean, notice the hole. I mean, it can only be opened from the outside, not from the inside. So he's stuck in this hole, buried underground. We find him. I think the beard was fake, actually. I mean, you take a look at him. His hair looks like it's been dyed black because he's gray. And why is it that his hair wasn't gray? His beard was gray. I think the beard was faked. I mean, if you notice, when they were putting the lights in his mouth and stuff, he's like doing this with his, he's touching his cheeks as if to adjust the beard. And in fact, Australian television had reported that the beard was faked and that they removed the beard later. And so I just think that what we see here is, I think that George W. Bush actually oversaw most of what had happened here. I think that he went to Iraq, he met with a few people and said, oh, by the way, we got him. Okay, good. Let's make arrangements to make this look really good. And so they did it. You know, I don't think this was a coincidence. I think this was done because of the failing election. Tony Blair was up for re-election. He was losing favor with the British. And so what had happened is they saved a time. I had talked about it on my show many times, that Saddam Hussein would be captured as soon as it was good for all that were participating. If this is a signal that the war will be over, then the troops should be pulled out, but they're not going to be. In fact, I'm going to tell everybody right now that Saddam Hussein being captured is going to cause more trouble for the United States than it's worth. And I believe also that Saddam Hussein, you know, if he gets the death penalty, which I think will be slim, will go into exile somewhere, because I think that's why he gave up so willingly. Otherwise, he would have blown his brains out with the gun that he had in the bottom.
Well, Sarah made the point that it's interesting he had this full beard and that they shaved everything but the mustache. You know, and so they put him back into this recognizable state that we have been trained to associate with a bad guy.
Also, the hair did not grow congruently with the beard. The hair wasn't long enough to match the beard. So what we got here is we got a fake beard. We got Saddam Hussein drugged. He was being held in this hole. He, in fact, when they said we got him, if you remember the words, I don't remember who said it, but he said, they said, we got him. The evil dictator is a prisoner. That's exactly what happened. He was a prisoner. He was being held. It was $25 million was being offered for his capture. So what had happened is that somebody had probably notified the White House saying, oh, by the way, we got Saddam Hussein in a hole somewhere in Tikrit. Bush says, okay, let's hop in Air Force One, fly out to Iraq, meet with the troops, and then I will meet also with the intelligence officers there and find out if it's really him. They show him. There he is, all gagged, sitting there, all drugged and gagged, and George is going, good. 2 or 3 weeks later, well, actually 2 weeks later, he goes to New Jersey, and he says, oh, by the way, he's speaking in a campaign rally, $2,000 plate campaign rally, and he says, we've toppled the evil dictator, and we've eliminated weapons of mass destruction. And I said this on Friday. 2 days later, after I had made that statement on my show, what had happened is Saddam Hussein was captured.
You're talking about this at Bodacious Classics tonight?
Yeah, I'll be speaking about that tonight at Bodacious Classics, 2433 Southeast Bell. I'll have video and all the things to show.
And then you'll come on tomorrow with your Return of the King review.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. So, Clyde Lewis, Bodacious Classics tonight, Ground Zero Friday, Saturday, and Sunday tomorrow, Return of the King review. Let's close it out with this email from Anonymous. Rick, I am 17, therefore I can legally lust after Hillary Duff. Ha ha, you unlucky bastard. F Matt with Hillary Duff's mom for legal reasons.
Oh, try one more time. This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Signed, you have the greatest show on earth. Anonymous. All right, there you go. Let's see. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent John Bisney, Hank Azaria, Viggo Mortensen, poor hungover Jen Lane, Don Rumsfeld, Joe Lieberman, Chris Matthews, the Marinating Cannibal, Clyde, Jolie, Kristen, and y'all. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, 1 F. Matt Peterson. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. See you tomorrow in 21 hours for the KOTK Noon News Hour. Be safe, y'all. Bye.
This is 100% Whoop-Ass.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.